Now ignition sequence, it's about to be started. Now ignition. And liftoff. Now we have the liftoff of the Long March 2E rocket with its payload of Optus B1. Used HS601 spacecraft. It's an awesome sight. This is what launch officials and all those involved have been waiting for. As the rocket soars into blue skies, officials at Mission Control are watching with great concern of the flight. Now that voice over the... of the loudspeakers report that everything so far is normal. Now I'm been joined here by my colleague Liu Hong, who is going to be with us from now on, and she is going to introduce some of the information to you.
At 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the flight, the four booster rockets should shut down and separate, and they should fall somewhere over Guilin County, Sichuan Province.
This is apparently a chart indicating the fallout of the separation of the boosters and where it should fall into Sichuan Province. Now, as the rocket gains altitude, Mission Control and all launch officials will soon be relying on signals on the huge screen and various other information available to determine the position and space speed of the rocket. Now this is a chart about where the first and the second stage of the rocket will fall. That'll be somewhere over Tianzhu County in Guizhou Province.
The Long March 2E has gone beyond the Earth's atmosphere and the payload fairing has been successfully jettisoned. It should be falling into Dunkou County, Hunan Province. The Long March 2E has gone beyond the Earth's atmosphere and the payload fairing has been successfully jettisoned. It should fall into Dunkou County, Hunan Province. This chart here shows the flight condition. The yellow curve indicates the designed orbit and the red one reflects the actual flight. If the two match, it means the flight is proceeding as planned. This is China Central Television's live coverage of the launch of an Australian communications satellite by the Chinese-made Long March 2E rocket. The rocket blasted off from the Xichang Launch Center a little more than 3 minutes ago.
Shortly after 7 o'clock here in Beijing. And this is Tianqin and my colleague Liu Hong in Beijing, of course, bringing you live coverage of the launch in English.
According to the contract signed between the Chinese and the American sides, the launch is considered complete for the Chinese side once Optus B1 reaches an elliptical low Earth orbit with a perigee of 200 kilometers and an apogee of 1,050 kilometers. The satellite will then be powered by the Star 63F solid perigee kick motor in the last stage of the rocket to enter a geosynchronous transfer orbit. From there, the satellite's own apogee kick motor will place it in final geostationary orbit.
Now, once again, here's the site of the launch.
We will keep you updated with the latest information on the launch, but meanwhile, some background about the launch and the satellite. Optus Communications Proprietary Limited is Australia's new privately owned telecommunications carrier, formerly called AUSSAT. Australia and neighboring region, is the A series. The A-Series, also made by Hughes Aircraft Company, are expected to reach the end of service life by December this year or mid-1993 at the latest. The Optus B-Series, the second generation, has been designed and produced to replace the A-Series. In June 1988, Hughes Aircraft Company was selected to provide the Optus B-1 and Optus B-2 spacecraft. The new generation, the Optus B system, will be three times more powerful and will last twice as long as the AUSSAT A series. According to the terms of contract signed on November 1, 1988, between China Great Wall Industry Corporation and America's Hughes Air the Communications Galaxy Incorporated, a test flight was launched on July 16, 1990. The test launch, the first flight of Long March 2E, took place here at the Xichang Launch Center. It successfully placed a small Pakistani piggyback satellite into its expected low Earth orbit, but failed to place it in the elliptical geosynchronous transfer orbit. The failure was due to a fault in the Long March 2E's payload altitude and orientation system. Hopefully, the system has been repaired for today's flight. The launch of Optus B-1 is the second flight of Long March 2E and the rocket's first commercial flight.
Now, the Long March series is designed and produced by the One Yuan Industrial Corporation, which is one of the two collaborators of China Great Wall Industry Corporation. The One Yuan Industrial Corporation first began developing Long March launch vehicles in the mid-1960s and has by now developed a series of launch vehicles with a range of different capabilities. Long March 1 launch vehicle sent China's first satellite into low Earth orbit on April the 24th, 1970. During the following two decades, the Long March family has been growing and, of course, improving, with as many as 33 satellites having been launched with Long March vehicles, including AsiaSat-1, the communication satellite, successfully launched with a Long March 3 rocket on April the 7th, 1990. A Long March 2E is a two-stage launch vehicle with four strapped-on boosters capable of sending a payload of apparently, everything is operating normally so far, and the Chinese side and the American officials are congratulating each other on the success of the launch, I assume. From what we can tell, that the satellite has been put into the at least the lower Earth orbit. That's why people were congratulating each other, I think.
Just like to provide another update. We had an extremely nominal flight, taking the predicted 11 minutes. We've just had confirmation that the first stage Flight was nominal, booster separation was nominal, second stage startup was nominal, fairing separation was nominal, and the reorientation and spin-up of the satellite in the perigee stage was also nominal. So the satellite and the perigee stage are now coasting towards the equator, and it'll be 1 hour and 49 minutes or so. We'll expect perigee motor fire, and following that, Alan Park will acquire the satellite. We're predicting somewhere around 2 p.m. this afternoon. So it all has gone extremely well, and congratulations to Hughes and the Chinese for an excellent job, and we're just waiting on acquisition of the satellite now to confirm that the perigee motor firing has gone nominally.
We've got a mine train, go to Guam.
I've just heard that the Guam station has picked up telemetry from the satellite, so that's an excellent sign. So all is nominal so far, and we're expecting the rest of the mission to proceed in this manner. Thank you.
Bill, as a engineer, uses the word nominal. I'll replace it with a bit of advertising. Fantastic, as far as I'm concerned. So it really was. And I want to add my thanks to the people in China and also Hughes Corporation and our team as well that's been involved in this. Like I said at the start, well done. You should feel very proud of yourselves, and we're very, very happy with what's been achieved. It doesn't end there, and we'll keep you updated as to how progress continues, but we've got a company to run as well, so to all our staff members that are watching this, let's get back to work, and we'll provide details of the progress of the flight during the day to you so we can all share in the success. Thanks again to everybody. Appreciate it.
各位来宾，各位朋友，同志们，现在我高兴地告诉大家。
This man is making an official announcement.
He's
announcing the complete success of the launch.
Distinguished guests, dear friends and comrades.
Okay, here we go in English.
I'm excited to tell you a great news from Xi'an Satellite Tracking Station. Also, B1 launch had entered its orbit accurately. The launch of OSAP-1 is a complete success. The initial orbital parameters are as follows. Perigee altitude, 202.3372 kilograms. Apogee altitude, 104.4376 kilograms. Orbital inclination, 27.9878 degrees. This success launch of OSAP-1 is not only a result of good cooperation between contractor sites, but also the wisdom and industrious work of technicians from China, the United States of America, and Australia. For this, on behalf of Xi'an Satellite Launch Center, I'd like to extend my own congratulations and great appreciation to them.
At the same time, I'd also like to extend my great appreciation to our international friends, our overseas Chinese, our compatriots from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, and all our nationalities of China for their support to our country's space industry. We hope OSAP-1 be positioned accurately and achieve great success.
Now, I'd like to invite Mr. Tan Jing'an from General Manager of CWIC, China Great Oil Industry Corporation, to make a speech.
This man is Mr. Tang, representing China's Great Wall Industrial Corporation. Basically, what he says is to congratulations to the Chinese contractor, the Great Wall Industrial Corporation, and the Wanyuan Industries. I'll leave you for the simultaneous translation at admission control.
On behalf of the main contractor site, China Great Wall Industrial Corporation, and also Beijing Wanyuan Industrial Corporation, China Satellite Tracking and Control Launch System, to extend my own
congratulations to Australian Optus and Hughes Aircraft Company of the United States of America.
Mr. Tang is now giving a quite comprehensive background information about his corporation and the Long March launch vehicle. Obviously, he's thrilled. The last time he stood up and made a speech, and he was all in tears because the satellite failed to lift off. Now, Mr. Tang is his speech is quite eloquent and is designed, I think, primarily for everybody. That includes Chinese viewers because this is broadcast live on CCTV One nationwide, as well as to Hughes and to Orset.
I'd like to invite Dick Johnson of Hughes Aircraft Company of the United States of America to give a speech.
Righto.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? Terrific, huh?
先生们, 早上好, 太棒了, 太棒了.
Love it. Today, for the second time, China's Long March launcher has placed a Hughes communication satellite in orbit. This second successful launch marks a very important milestone for Hughes, our customer, Optus Communications, and the Chinese commercial launch industry. The Long March 2 rocket has orbited Optus B1, the first of Hughes' new 601 satellites, making this launch one of the most important in the history of our company. For Australia and Optus Communication, today's launch of the Optus B1 satellite will ensure service continuity and provide significant improvements to their current communication satellite network. About 5 years ago, Hughes introduced the HS601 body-stabilized satellite in response to major changes in the marketplace. This new satellite design has been enormously successful. We currently have 24 additional HS601 communication satellites under construction to serve the needs of 8 customers worldwide. Consequently, today's launch is very important to Hughes and to all of our HS601 customers. Now that the critical launch phase has been successfully completed, the Optus Hughes Mission Control Team in Australia will perform the final satellite orbit maneuvers and checkout, a process which we will begin in the next few hours. Finally, I would like to say how proud we at Hughes are of the highly professional international team behind today's successful launch. The people of Optus Communications, the Chinese commercial launch industry, and Hughes work together cooperatively and professionally to make this launch happen. We look forward to a repeat of today's success with the launch of the Optus B2 satellite from this Xishang launch complex in December of this year. On behalf of Hughes, I want to congratulate and thank every member of this world-class launch team. Hen Hao, guys.
Then we're going to have another speaker from Orset.
Mr. Gordon Pike from Australia, Optus Company, to give a speech.
Thank you. I'm exhausted.
Well, clearly tonight has been a great event, not only for us all here in Xichang, but also in the various centers across China, which have contributed so much to the development of the LM2E rocket, which the events of the last hour or so represent the end of a process which started well over 5 years ago, namely the launch of an Optus, or in those days OSAT, satellite from China. This has involved an enormous amount of effort and dedication of colleagues both in Australia, California, and of course, and obviously China. To all of these people, please accept my personal thanks as well as those of my company, which is Optus. And in addition, I think we also need to recognize here tonight the support of those people whose contributions, although indirect, have been a major factor in the achievements of today. And in particular, to everyone who has had a husband, wife, son or daughter involved in this program and has had to sacrifice so much so they could be a part of it. Please, to those people, accept my strongest thanks. Finally, please accept the best wishes of Optus Communications for the continued success of the Chinese commercial space program.
最后，也请接受我代表奥普图斯公司对中国今后在商业领域发射取得成功表示的衷心的期望。